Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I haven't posted this on Instagram yet, but I posted it on our Facebook. We're actually pretty excited because we're going to be in a movie.
Yeah!
We got picked up a few months ago, and I posted the little movie poster on our Facebook page. It's kind of like a fun, cheeky, crime, comedy type movie. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It was super fun for us to shoot this. So if you want to check it out, it's on our Facebook. It's called Hot Mike's Cold Blood. And we're pretty stoked. It's coming out in the summer. So you can see the poster and the little synopsis about that on our Facebook page right now. If you want to check it out, it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook.
I really like the picture they picked of me.
I know.
Just want to point that out.
Really good.
Well, I'm glad we can finally talk about it.
I know.
Holding our tongue on that for so many months.
A lot of late nights shooting that movie, guys.
You're telling me. happy April 1st, April Fool's Day. We don't do much for April Fools. It's kind of silly to us. But there is a list out this morning talking about some of the companies in the past and what they've done, and some of these were pretty good. Like in 2015, Redbox. Remember those Redbox kiosks?
Oh my gosh!
They announced Petbox with entertainment for pets. That was pretty good. Burger King launched Whopper flavored toothpaste in 2017. Coke announced a new variety of Coca-Cola with a small shot of helium that created a squeaky, high-pitched effect on the drinker's voice. That's pretty good. And then my personal favorite, in 2017, Petco announced the arrival of the Doodoo Drone 9000, a battery-powered drone that can scoop up after your dog. And honestly, that one could probably be real someday.
I know. I actually think that's a good idea.
The Doodoo Drone 9000.
Maybe a different name.
Pretty good.
I like the name.
That's
pretty good, yeah. So anyway, happy April Fool's Day to everybody today. We've got trending report now. Katie's got a buttload of local stuff this morning. What you got, Katie?
We are not fooling you with this story about the Broncos Stadium. We had Greg Penner. He's the VP.
Good guy, Greg Penner.
Greg Penner,
good guy.
He's the owner, one of the owners.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Greg Penner, one of the owners here. Mm-hmm. He came out and talked about some possible places the new stadium can go. And obviously, they're looking at the old stadium and seeing if they can just upgrade that one. And they're like, maybe not. We kind of want something that's going to last for the next 50 years or so. So they're looking at Aurora and Lone Tree. We've heard about these stories about this is the place that they're looking to build the new Broncos digs. But as far as the cities go, Aurora declined to comment on this story. Lone Tree provided a statement saying, "We're always open to ideas that support the vision of the Lone Tree City Center as a destination urban center." So they are, excited about it, but they said at this time, no proposals have been submitted for the Lone Tree City Center. So these are just words that people are throwing around right now, but it's kind of exciting to talk about where the new stadium could be, because if it could be in Lone Tree here.
I would love it in Lone Tree.
That'd be awesome.
For sure. Like, easier to get to, easier to access, easier to park.
Well, the big thing about Lone Tree is it is more central to, like, the Colorado Springs fans and Denver.
Sure.
Now they can both kind of conglomerate here, and that's a big thing. They're like, we want to be accessible to multiple people all around the state, not just in Denver. Because now Denver is, Denver is an hour away from Denver now. That's what it's like. So if you bring it down here, it just gives people more options.
It does. And you hit the nail on the head, Jer, when you said the parking, because that's the biggest thing for me. When I go downtown for any event, finding parking is like an hour. You have to plan
an
extra
so
hour.
Expensive.
It's expensive. And I'm sure they'd have some kind of parking system implemented to,
they'll still charge you.
They're still going to charge us. But I feel like in a place like Lone Tree where it's not so congested, it'd be a lot easier.
Well,
to
and
find
think of
parking,
this—that whole Kroenke development that's going in downtown too—that's just going to explode, and we're going to have a whole second city downtown, essentially.
Truly,
it's just going to make things even more difficult to get into a stadium down there. So, I say they level it and move it to Lone Tree.
Let's do it. Let's not really look too hard at Aurora, okay?
And we'll change it to the Lone Tree Broncos.
Not. Yes.
Hey, there you go.
Yep, we'll get new outfits and everything.
I really would like to detour the Aurora route. Like, I don't want that, because it's far. It's like driving out to DIA then, right? Because Aurora's far out there. Like, it's far east. Like, it's just another trek. Lone Tree just seems more you know, doable.
Yeah.
At least.
It
yeah.
works. All
More
right.
central.
Let's yeah. make it happen.
All right. So that's
what
the
do we got to sign?
We have on that. Yeah. Where do we
Where's
sign?
Where's the petition?
Did you hear about this 70-year-old Castle Rock woman? She is now going to be facing 20 days in jail after casting her dead landlord's ballot.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's frowned upon.
20 days in the clink. That's what it's going to get her. They are very serious about fake voting. I mean, if the last election taught you anything, it's you don't want to mess around with this stuff. But yeah, this 70-year-old Castle Rock woman, she thought maybe her age would get her out of it too. And they're like, nope. Sorry, Bertha. You're going to
Poor
the
Bertha.
Clink. I know. So that's just a story coming out of Castle
for?
Rock today. Oh, I know, right? Yeah, it doesn't say who they voted
doesn't
for.
Say.
Let's not say.
Doesn't
it doesn't
say.
Matter
Let's
either
not.
Side.
Doesn't matter,
you shouldn't
exactly. You
be
shouldn't
using
be...
your dead landlord.
Either way, it is frowned upon to use your dead landlord's ballot. Yes, mm-hmm. Josh, you make a good point. How about this George Washington painting? Did you see this story floating
I did.
Around?
I saw it on the news this morning. Yeah. I didn't turn the volume up, but tell me about it.
So it's a 200-year-old painting that was being stored in a storage unit here in Denver off Santa Fe Boulevard, which is crazy. Yeah. Who knew a 200-year-old painting was just sitting in a storage unit in Denver somewhere? But what happened was it was stolen from that storage unit, and it was a pretty high-end theft. Like, multiple people were involved. There was a lot of moving pieces. The guy who ended up with the painting, however, he said that he didn't know it was stolen. His story is that while staying at a Denver hotel in 2024, a hotel clerk had given him the painting after finding it in an abandoned vacated room. So after he found out that this painting had been stolen, he was like, wait a minute, that looks really similar to the one I was given.
Yeah, I got the same one.
And he was worried about coming forward at first. So he waited a little bit, hesitated to come forward at the time. But once he thought enough time has passed and his story checked out, he's like, okay, now I'm going to go forward to the cops. And they checked out his story and found out that he was telling the truth.
He just wanted to see how much he could get on Facebook Marketplace
value?
Or something.
Yeah, is there a value on
I'm
this?
Sure,
is it historic?
It just says it's just very valuable is what they say. I don't think they have a dollar amount on this story here, but
know.
Just extremely valuable.
I want to know the history behind that.
It's
you know?
So old, yeah. you know, but yeah. They definitely say that this guy was not in the wrong. He did receive the painting under circumstances that he didn't know, but now it's back in the rightful owner's hands. The insurance, actually, they had insurance on it, so the insurance company had to pay out money to the family who owned it. So now the painting's going back to the insurance company.
Sure.
And who knows what's going to happen with that if it ends up in a museum or something.
It goes up for auction
years.
Or something.
Exactly.
But God, I love these stories. It's like going to the Goodwill and finding a Declaration of the Independence
yes,
or something.
Yes, yeah. So definitely
it's really neat.
Some history.
This
right
is why those Storage
Denver.
Wars shows are so huge when
yeah.
people bid on the abandoned storage places.
Yeah.
You never know what's in there. You know, things that are worth thousands of dollars,
yeah.
millions of dollars potentially.
I'm sure this is worth a lot of money.
Ah,
again,
it's so neat.
A 200-year-old George Washington
wonder who
painting.
Does it say who painted it?
I'd have to go back and look.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry. No, we don't have to.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
That's so interesting, though.
Yeah,
and how
it's
it got
neat.
Here and everything. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the fact that it was just in a storage unit, that's what got
just
me.
Chilling.
Just chilling in a storage
Somebody's
unit.
Somebody's great-grandpappy's picture and, you know,
yeah.
it was passed down and nobody cared and they threw it in a storage unit probably.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
crazy.
So Blake Street Tavern, we were really excited about that old stomping grounds down there in downtown to open for opening day this Friday when the Rockies take on the Rays, but... looks like it's not going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we've got
like,
nowhere to go.
Looks like the delays have...
nowhere else to go hang out.
Mechanical issues have set back the grand opening. So
oh,
no
man.
Longer on opening day. They are still going to reopen Blake Street Tavern as Tavern on Blake Street. Remember,
good,
that's
yeah.
the new name.
Fancy new name.
But we were really excited to have it back up and running by the time...
I couldn't stop talking about
the
it.
The Rockies had their home opener. So it's a little,
well, that's
little
a fun,
bit of a
I mean,
bummer.
Yeah, that's a fun place that I've been to for year over the
well,
years.
There's other places.
For
so many places.
So many other
specifically
places.
For
you should
Rockies
check out the Chop House.
Yeah.
The Chop House
specifically
great,
is going to be
way.
Awesome.
Yeah,
right outside McGregor Square.
I walked past it the other day and I was like, I don't know if that one's going to be open
yeah.
on opening day.
Yeah, it doesn't
didn't
look
quite
like
look
it's,
ready.
It's quite ready, and you are right, Josh. It is not, so we won't yeah. be able to partake. How about the hands-free law? I know we were talking about this off the air a little bit, and I bought one of those little devices that you put your phone on when you're driving so that you don't have to touch your phone because of the hands-free law that went into effect at the first of the year. And police officers are like, hey, Please take this new law seriously. They have issued almost 100 citations to people since this new law was put into effect.
Not this guy.
I've tried really hard not to grab my phone.
I've been so good. I don't look at it at all.
Yeah.
And if I do, it's like really low down on the slide.
There you go.
But I don't. I've been following the rules on this so closely.
Do the police officers say that while they're on their laptops in their cars?
They can do it. They're keeping us safe, Josh. This is for us because there are a lot of issues when it comes to driving and being distracted by your phone. Like, I see it all the time still.
Oh my gosh, it's
everywhere. I will get up to a light and there's somebody and they're not even trying to hide it. Just right out in front of them. I'm like, oh, man, you just don't even care.
How are they proving all this, though? Are we doing, like, body cam footage? Are they snapping a picture of you? How do they prove that
with
you were on your phone?
I think it's just their word over yours.
It's just their word.
If an officer sees you on your phone, and it's pretty obvious if you're looking down while you're driving.
Well,
why are you looking at your pants?
Yeah, but I've been concerned because I'll look down at, like, you know, my Dr. Pepper or something.
Yeah.
Or I'm looking down at something else, and I'm like, am I going to get dinged for just looking down now?
There was a story where this guy had his own dash cam in his car. He got pulled over. He was eating a sandwich, and the cop goes, he pulls him over. The cop goes, hey, I saw you with your phone in your hands. He goes, oh no, I was eating my sandwich. And he goes, the cop literally goes, I know what a cell phone looks like.
Yeah.
And so he had to go to court and show his video and say, I literally was eating a sandwich in my car.
Well, that's good to have. Then.
And it's crazy, too, though, because even eating a sandwich, we talked about yesterday
so
how
distracting.
It's still distracting.
Do you drop a tater tot on the floor in your car while you're driving? I'm going down for that tot.
There are many things that can be considered distracted driving. Eating in your car is
children
one of them.
In your car?
I know.
Your wife nagging at you.
You just got me a ticket. So they're just saying to, you know, try and not look at your phone while you're driving.
I've been such a good boy. Like, I'm such a law-abiding citizen.
Same.
So the good thing is my new truck has that Apple CarPlay and a nice screen on the front there. So that has helped a ton, too. You just plug it in or whatever, and it's right there on your screen. That's been a huge help. But, yeah, I don't get on my phone anymore.
Well, that's good. The law is...
I'm a good citizen.
The law's working with you, Jeremy. How about this man, a Colorado man who won $1 million...
Screw this guy!
...scratch-off ticket...
What a jerk!
...at a Safeway. Shout out to Safeway.
Gosh,
and this happened in Grand Junction.
Katie, could have been you.
I always
think
that's
the only
that
reason
too.
You're telling this story.
No, I'm telling you because they won
Katie's
$1 million.
Katie's from Grand Junction, and she loves it.
Not from Grand Junction. I just worked there, but...
She loves Grand Junction.
Anytime
she lived
a Colorado man or woman wins the lottery, I like to give it a
It's been
a
happening
shout
a lot.
It's off a scratcher, too?
It's off a scratcher. And
how much are those scratchers? Is that like
they
a $30 one?
He bought a $25 scratch-off ticket and won $1 million. So I just love the best
That's
part.
How you win.
It is how you win, the scratch-off tickets. But the Colorado Lottery, their quote in the story said, the lucky winner started screaming and celebrating with his friend.
Yeah.
I
absolutely.
Know. Yeah, that's what people do when they win $1 million. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
I'd be screaming like a little girl.
That is the latest Colorado. It seems like there's been a lot of Colorado winners, though, lately. So it's just like now I'm itching to go get a lottery
ticket.
I
don't have the cojones to go buy a $25 scratcher, you know?
Yeah, you're putting a lot of money into it.
Which is funny, though, because I'll go, like, I've got $200 worth of toys in my cart right now because I'm a He-Man collector. I've got $200 worth of He-Man in my Amazon cart right now. But I will buy that, and it'll go and sit on the basement in the shelf, never to be looked at again.
You won't throw
but
down
25. But I won't
25.
Throw down $25 on a scratcher that could potentially, you know, retire me, basically.
Yeah.
You guys would never see me again.
Now, for a million?
You love saying
that. Yeah, I'd bounce, dude.
I know.
I'd be so gone.
You've got to make more than that. Like,
that's a car nowadays,
it's nice.
Man.
I've got
a nice
45
car.
Years worth of savings, too, you guys.
I know,
relax.
Right?
No, I know, so but
he
still.
He has other
like...
money, too. But, yeah, no. It's,
see you later.
It would take a lot more than a million for me to call it quits, I think.
I'd be out of here.
Yeah,
I'd take
I'd
a week
bored.
Off. I'd be like, hey, I got some stuff to do, guys.
I'd go do a quick trip around the world.
Would you? My Amazon cart would be full of $500 He-Man toys.
You'd buy it right away. You wouldn't even put it in your cart. You'd be like, hey.
Later, nerds.
He-Man and She-Ra. Watch me.
Should we like pool our money? We should pool $50 and go buy two scratchers.
We should. I'm
just
down.
For
we're
fun.
We're not going to win
just
anything.
Just because we've never done it.
That just makes me so... I'll do it, but
you're
we're not going to win.
You're going to go blow $25 on some hoochie mama and get nothing out. Well, you might get something.
You might get something out of that.
I know what you'll get out of it. But that's only going to last 2 minutes, too.
Oh, my God.
You need to. Hoochie Mama. We can have 2 minutes on a scratcher
that
versus
word you used.
2 minutes with a Hoochie Mama. Your
again.
Flavor of the week. Throw down your $25. Let's do it.
Okay. All right.
You know what all it right. means.
If we win, right. I'll find a wife. There we go. No more
there
of what
go.
You said.
No more Hoochie Mamas.
No more of that.
Hey, this story I just thought was fascinating. So you know to talk about passing and crossing the white line when it comes to getting in the express lane, right? We've been talking
it's
about
no-no.
The story. Yeah, it's like $75 every time.
I got
time
dinged
you...
and I swore I didn't cross
yes,
the line.
Yes, a lot
I
of people.
I did not.
Josh, so many people are dealing with that where they're like, I didn't do it though. But the thing is if you don't pay the $75 within so many days, then it turns into $150.
Yeah.
It is just a mess. And a lawyer out of Greenwood Village is like, wait one, Cotton Pickens, we are not doing this. So he got a ticket. He got a ticket for crossing the white lines. And he looked at the ticket and he says, in the actual description, it says the reason you're being fined is because you are not willing to pay the toll. He said that's what the ticket says, is you're trying to avoid paying the toll. That's why you crossed the white line when you weren't supposed to. You were trying to avoid paying for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the verbiage that he used when he went up against this ticket and he tried to fight it. So he went and first fought it at the local level and he didn't win. But then he brought it to the next level and he was like, wait a minute, the verbiage on this ticket says, I was refusing to pay the toll. I wasn't refusing to pay the toll. In fact, I paid the toll.
Well, that's how he got out of it.
And that's how everybody can get out of it. That's what he's saying. And now he's looking at filing a class action lawsuit. And if you go look at his YouTube video, the comments are exploding. Like, yeah, I also like looked at the verbiage and this is what they said to me. I paid the ticket, even though I wasn't trying to avoid paying it. But that's a lot of people
the
are saying
I
they
hate.
Didn't cross the line.
I don't know about that.
And they're still getting dinged for
exits. There's exits that you have to take that there's not an open space yet.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to cross the lines to get to the right side of the highway.
To get to the exit.
And that's the exit. Like, there's one right here
on
C-470 if you want to get off at Quebec, right there. There's no dotted line that you
for
can
you
cross
to get off.
For you to get out.
Yeah.
So, if you cross the white line to just take your exit, that's not me saying
at
I don't want to pay the toll.
Yeah.
Yes, right at Quebec.
There's
right
a
there.
Lot of this, Jer,
no.
where people...
Yes,
there's
I'm
going to
look
this,
today when I'm driving.
There's no dotted line.
There's a lot of this where people are saying they're
no,
not...
Get on Google Maps
They're
right
not
now.
Purposely trying to avoid paying the toll, and that is what the ticket says. That's what they're saying that they're breaking the law for. This lawyer won. This lawyer went
he knows
up
what
against,
he's doing.
So he won.
He's a lawyer.
And again, that's why he is... But a lot of people have tried to fight it, and they weren't lawyers, so they didn't know the verbiage. And all of a sudden, a lawyer knows the verbiage, and he can win. So now, again, that's why
now
he's
word
like,
is out.
I am filing a class action lawsuit, or at least he's looking into it, and there are a
can
lot of people
can we all just say that those toll lanes
are
stupid?
They're
it
the
is
dumbest
dumb.
Things in the world.
Especially
it
on 470. Why
dumb.
Did they do that? Just give us another lane to drive in.
I know, that sucks.
To ease congestion.
It's only a two-lane highway anyway, and now they're just
know,
giving you
just,
that as an option. They're
just
like, no.
Leave it open so people can pass and be normal.
And the way they did it as well, they're passing on the right to fine people to this toll company, and people have a problem with that too. Like, wait a minute, you've given all of this, you know, flexing ability to this toll company. Like, what is that all about? So there are so many moving pieces to this story, but at the end of the day, this
my head's
lawyer
spinning.
The lawyer won. And so people
I'm gonna
are
start
like,
Ubering
hey,
everywhere.
There's hope.
No,
there's
I want
hope
my money
for
back.
Us.
I'm
yeah.
pissed. I'm actually mad.
A lot of people want their money back, Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
because that's
will
they threaten you so much. I got
they
that it was
do.
A $75 ticket, and they're
did
like,
you
if you
it?
Don't pay this, yes, because they're like,
pay it within
if you don't pay
days,
it in like 20 days, they're like, dude, $150, and then $300,
it.
And then all,
yeah.
and I'm like,
you guys are fired up.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's money that we work very hard.
You
for.
Should just go to a different exit.
Everything
stay off of
is
Quebec,
so
it
expensive,
like.
And then they're just trying to get you nickel and dime you everywhere. Yeah. It's just you have to stand up for yourself, or you'll be paying $180 for car insurance.
Katie's paying too much for car insurance.
Jeez.
Exactly. So you just. This
a
is...
toll company should not be able to give you a ticket. That's
no.
the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I thought and that came from the state. Like,
no,
I thought that came
from
like,
the toll
police.
Company. So, it's there's
well,
so
them.
Many. It's so confusing.
I'm
going to
Pac-Man
that,
those white lines today.
Yeah, I think that they were counting on it being so confusing that people would just do it and not question. But, gosh, if the internet's taught us anything, it's to question everything.
I hate
so,
the law.
Yeah. My goodness. Getting us fired up before 7
I know, I'm just
a.m.
watching
Let's
you
go.
Two. You guys are so passionate. I just zip along on 470.
Do you not ever take
the
toll road?
Never.
Yeah.
Don't need
okay,
to.
At
Why
3
would
in
I
the morning, you don't need to.
Not
right.
at all.
Yeah.
No, and I see those cameras because they go, they flicker at night when it's dark. So you always see them. They're like, they got the infrared lenses on them. Yeah, so I always see them. But no, I've zipped around just fine. I take that road every day back and forth. I've never had an issue.
You choose the right times, though. Go there at
5:30. Josh has been swerving a little.
No, go there at 5:30.
Josh and a lot of other people in Colorado, Jer.
All right. All right. Hey.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. I believe you, Katie. Katie's fired up again today. Watch. It's going to be one of those days.
No, it's not.
I can see your eyes getting fired up over tolls.
I don't even take the toll.
I know. You're like, I'm just mad for other people.
I am mad for other people.
Funny.